News. I'm Sherry Preston. It's Election Day in Michigan. Donald Trump and Joe Biden expected to easily win their primary contests, even though there is a protest vote against Biden in some Arab American communities over the situation in Gaza. Dual trips to the southern border by the man in the White House and the man who wants to occupy it again. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
President Biden will be down on the border on Thursday, just his second visit as president. It comes, of course, as he has been slamming Republicans in Washington for failing to act on immigration and pass that bipartisan border deal. Donald Trump will also be down there. He, too, is eager to own this issue in the election. Joe Biden joking yesterday he didn't know his, quote, good friend would be down there, too. It is going to be some split screen.
It's very weird ending weather-wise for the month of February. Numerous cities hitting new record high temperatures this week, including Dallas, Oklahoma City, and Rockford, Illinois. That as weather moves further east could bring strong storms and maybe tornadoes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of redistricting experts is billing the state $128,000 for the work they did for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. About half of the bill will be paid by taxpayers. The rest will be covered by the six parties in the case, including three groups funded by private lawyers. The case was effectively closed when Governor Evers enacted new maps last week. Black History Month is winding down, and black leaders in Wisconsin say they're dismayed by the recent rhetoric over diversity, equity, and inclusion. State Representative Lakeisha Myers says civil rights protections are the law for good reason.
So people can get their work done and not be harassed, intimidated, actually have the ability to be hired in certain jobs.
Myers speaking to the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Channel. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The application period for the Youth Garage Band Competition 2024 Rockconsin is now open. The contest gives kids from 7th to 12th grade across the state the chance to compete in a two-day competition in June during Summerfest. 10 bands will be chosen to compete from the applications, with the winning band getting to perform a second Summerfest show in July. Interested students must be enrolled in Wisconsin school or homeschooled, and there's no cost to register or participate. Applications can be submitted online. True North Goodwill has unveiled its new location in Ashland. According to a Northern News Now report, the nonprofit held a grand opening event on Friday to share their new 6,700-square-foot space with the community. In addition to Goodwill's typical focus on clothing donations, the new facility also has a career navigation center where people can get help in the job hunting process, perfect their resume, and get helpful interviewing tips. The organization hopes to create more opportunities for people who need them. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's the Bucks and the Hornets tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back home, and what Giannis says seems like forever, taking on the Charlotte Hornets.
Going home now. I feel like we've been on the road for so long. Play against Charlotte. They're a tough team, young team, play fast, very, you know, scrappy, crafty players. Dangerous team. We have to, you know, respect them and play good basketball. Play hard like we did. Hopefully, we can get a win.
Bucks forward Bobby Portis.
The second half of the season. It's a sprint right now. 24 games left. We had 26 after the break. Every game starts to matter.
College hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. NFL. The Packers at the NFL Combine. GM Brian Gutekunst says he thought Green Bay was on their way to beating the 49ers and on to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, we were, you know, 5 minutes ago in that game. I mean, I think we were squarely thinking that's where we were headed.
That's Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunshine early today, then rain and snow possible after around 2 or 3 p.m. We'll get to around 51 early this afternoon with temperatures falling into the upper 20s by late today. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, some light snow, 3 above. Tomorrow, sunny 19. We're back to 43 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Alba. Noon to 3 on Tuesday. We'll preview the Michigan primary and also cereal for dinner. We'll explain.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, good morning, and welcome into the Earl Ingram Show on a Tuesday morning. I'm Stu Daniels, your host for the day, filling in for Earl today. He will be back tomorrow, so you can look forward to that. Hope you're having a good day so far. Come on in, grab a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and relax for a few minutes. Let's talk about what's going on in the world today. And in addition to me, I have my producer here, Calvin. Good morning, Calvin. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Stu. How are you doing? Are you?
I'm doing great. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you do grocery shopping? Or do you go to the grocery store and purchase the food that you're going to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason why I ask, of course, is because not everybody goes grocery shopping. Some people have other members of their household that may do grocery shopping. But let me ask you this. Do you have a preferred grocery store?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Can you share it with us or would you like to keep it to yourself?
It is the Metro Market in Maguanago.
Metro Market. Okay. Well, that's interesting you mentioned that because I know that many of our listeners just heard the news at the top of the hour, and in the news on most of our Civic Media radio stations, they mentioned the fact that the Kroger Corporation wants to merge or take over the Albertsons Corporation. And those two grocery store chains are among the biggest in the United States. And that merger may not be good for everybody. In fact, just yesterday, the Federal Trade Commission decided to put a halt to it. They are suing to stop this merger. And the reason why I wanted to get to this topic first is because if you were listening yesterday, we had one of our regular callers call in, Gary from Sussex. And Gary said that he is a capitalist and he's okay, or at least yesterday, he said he was okay with companies taking over other companies, becoming huge companies, either privately held. We were talking about HVAC companies like the company that he owns, but also corporations where one corporation takes over another until, as in many instances that we see today, there are only two or three huge companies that control 70 or 80 or 90% of an industry. So I want to give you some information on this. And by the way, Calvin, let me ask you, I know that the phone number is 844-967-2789, but I heard earlier today on Civic Media that we have another phone number or a new phone number. What's the story on that?
So both, both phone numbers are active and available for people to call in on. The new phone number is new to me, so I'll have to give me a second to find it.
Okay.
But yes, both numbers still work.
Yeah, since I'm just a fill-in host today and you don't have the number off the top of your head, let's go with the old phone number for now, the one that people know and may even have programmed into their phone. It's 844-967-2789, also known as 844-967-PARTY, right? If you have something to add to this, feel free to call in. But I want to talk about this lawsuit that was brought yesterday to try to prevent this merger. And does this matter? Is this important to us? Is it okay for corporations to become so huge that they control a big portion of the marketplace? And evidently, the Biden administration and the Federal Trade Commission in the Biden administration says that's not okay. And they want to protect Americans, both customers and employees of these corporations. Let me give you some information. Yesterday, when I was talking with Gary from Sussex, we were talking about capitalism. And I think most people would agree that capitalism can be okay, but capitalism cannot function without regulation, because corporations have an obligation to their shareholders to make as much money as possible. So that's why we have regulations on corporations, and that's why we have a Federal Trade Commission. So the story is that the Kroger company, and by the way, we should mention that the Pick and Save stores in Wisconsin, Metro Market stores, of which there are about 140 locations across the state of Wisconsin, both the Pick and Save and Metro Market, the Metro Market stores mainly found in the Milwaukee and Madison metropolitan areas. And then in addition to those approximately 140 stores across Wisconsin, there are also about a dozen Mariano's locations, grocery stores, in the Chicago area. Okay, so that's over 150 stores controlled by the Roundy's Corporation, Mariano's, Metro Market, and Pick and Save. So that's why this story is important to people in Wisconsin, because a lot of our listeners shop at Pick and Save and Metro Market and maybe even Mariano's if they're down near the Chicago area. So the Kroger Corporation wants to take over Albertsons to create this huge grocery chain. And as I mentioned, the Federal Trade Commission is suing to stop this takeover. The resulting corporation would be a huge company. This deal is worth $25 billion. So the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, says the deal would hurt competition for shoppers and for workers, ultimately leading to higher grocery prices that would hurt the consumers, also depressed wages that would hit employees. I have a quote here. This is from Henry Liu. He is the director of the Federal Trade Commission's Bureau of Competition. And he said in a statement, Kroger's acquisition of Albertsons would lead to additional grocery price hikes for everyday goods, further exacerbating the financial strain consumers across the country face today. Essential grocery store workers would also suffer under this deal, facing the threat of their wages dwindling, benefits diminishing, and their working conditions deteriorating. Okay, now I should also mention that joining this lawsuit, in addition to the Federal Trade Commission, there are 8 attorneys general from 8 states, plus the District of Columbia, attorneys general from Arizona, California, Illinois, and Maryland, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, and Wyoming, plus the District of Columbia. So what would this mean if these two huge grocery chains did merge, if Kroger's took over Albertsons? What we would have is one of the largest ever proposed retail mergers. Or I should say that this is one of the largest ever proposed retail mergers, and it will affect nearly 5,000 grocery stores in almost every state in the United States. And it would also affect the employment of more than 700,000 workers. Does this matter? Is this important for the Federal Trade Commission to try to stop this merger? The combined two companies do about $170 billion in food sales annually, $170 billion annually, and nearly a fifth of the total market in grocery sales. Okay, they control almost 20% of the total market in grocery sales. So about 4.2 million Americans working in the grocery business right now, nationwide. And of those 4.2 million workers, this merger would affect about one-sixth of those workers. And also, of those 4.2 million workers in the grocery business, about 1.2 million are members of the union, okay? The Grocery Store Workers Union, called the UFCW, which is the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. The union, what do you think they are saying about this deal? Well, if you guessed that the union supports the lawsuit and doesn't want the merger, then you're right. The union does support the lawsuit brought by the Federal Trade Commission to stop the merger. And I believe I have a quote here from the president of the union. Excuse me, his name is Mark Perrone, president of the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union, representing about 1.2 million workers. And he said the FTC's decision to sue to stop the merger reflects clear concerns over the impact such a mega merger could have on workers, food prices, and millions of customers. Perrone said on Monday, yesterday, in a statement, he added the UFCW stands and will continue to stand in opposition to any merger that would negatively impact our hundreds of thousands of hardworking members who work at Kroger and Albertsons. All right. And I should also mention that there are several local unions that put out a joint statement. These are local unions at several areas where these stores are located. The joint statement from the local union said UFCW local unions have loudly and soundly opposed the proposed mega merger of Kroger and Albertsons since day one, because the mega merger would have resulted in lost jobs, closed stores, food deserts, and higher prices. So that's the statement, the joint statement from the local unions. And we've only got about a minute left. So I tell you what I'm going to do. We've got people on the line already that want to jump in on this and express their opinion. We'll get to the callers. And also, I'll tell you what the White House has to say about this merger. After we take a quick break, everybody stick around. It's going to be a short one. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories, will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season. And since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by black actors. The first black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listening for more Black History stories here on Civic Media, I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I can turn the gray sky blue.
I can make it rain whenever I want it to.
Oh yes, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show on a Tuesday morning. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Earl today. I'm here along with my producer, Calvin, and we are discussing this big mega merger between the Kroger Corporation and Albertsons that could affect us here in Wisconsin, since about 140 grocery stores are located in Wisconsin that are owned by the Kroger Corporation. These are Roundy's stores, mostly pick and save stores, but some Metro Market stores as well. The Roundy's Corporation, since 2015, I think, is a subsidiary of the Kroger's Corporation. And before we go to the phone lines, I just wanted to mention what the president is saying about this mega merger. And in case you're just joining us, the story is that Kroger wants to take over Albertsons, two huge grocery chains. And yesterday, the Federal Trade Commission, Biden's Federal Trade Commission, stepped in and is suing to stop this merger. And in addition to the FTC, there are also attorneys general from eight states, not Wisconsin's, interestingly, but eight states, as well as the District of Columbia, that joined this lawsuit to stop this merger. And before we go to the phones, I just want to mention what the president had to say. This is from John Donenberg, Director for Competition Policy at the National Economic Council. In a statement, the important thing here is that the president said that competition is key to capitalism. Competition is key to capitalism. I also mentioned that the reason why I wanted to get to this issue first is because yesterday, one of our regular callers, Gary from Sussex, called in, and he and I were discussing capitalism. He said he's a capitalist, and it sounded like he thinks capitalism should be unbridled, that regulations should be minimal or none. And we've got Gary on the line. I'm going to get to him in just a second, right after I read this quote from this is John Donenberg, Director for Competition Policy, National Economic Council. In a statement said, the president supports fair and vigorous antitrust enforcement. President Biden has made clear that competition is key to capitalism. When large corporations are not checked by healthy competition, they too often do not pass cost savings on to consumers and exploit their workers. That's the end of the quote. So let's go to the phone lines and see what Gary from Sussex has to say. His name was invoked. Gary, good morning to you. Thank you for calling in. What do you have to say on this topic?
Well, Stu, I wasn't going to call. I was going to just listen, but since you were name dropping everything like that, I thought I'd have to call. Now,
yeah.
You and I pretty much agree on a lot of stuff, and I believe in capitalism, obviously, and free trade, and I also do not believe in like a monopoly, and so I have to buy everything myself, including my furnaces. Now, there are 220 different HVAC guys in this area here, the Milwaukee, Waukesha, Weld County. There are about 25 different brands of furnaces and air conditioners that we put in. So, like I said yesterday, the prices have gone up a couple thousand dollars in the last few years. And I'm making less because I'm keeping my price down because of the competition. So I believe in competition, Stu. And I think that you know that I do. but just become a capitalist. I work hard because I believe the harder I work and the more money I make, I deserve. If I want to be sitting on a couch and retired, I can do that and, you know, just get by in life. And people have that choice. I like to work 50, 60 hours a week, and I want to make money. Now I'm 72 years old, and I'm planning on working until I'm probably 85, you know. But I believe in, I don't believe in a monopoly, because I got to buy things too, Stu. We agree on this, right?
Yeah, so it sounds like you and I, on this particular topic, do agree that it's important for the federal government to step in when necessary to stop monopolies from happening. We agree on this. Is that correct?
100%.
All right.
And I think that you knew that I was going to agree with this, especially when you were name dropping me. And of course, you baited me like a rat, you know. Here's a cheese and here I'm calling up. You know, I wasn't going to call today. I was going to just listen, you know.
That's funny. Well, I'm glad you were listening and I'm glad you heard your name and I'm glad you called in because I didn't know for sure. You know, yesterday when we were talking, you told me that it's okay if one guy who owns a big HVAC company starts buying up the other guys around him. And you told us how you, in fact, were made an offer, or at least somebody said they wanted to buy your company and you told them no way. Isn't that right?
Exactly. I was not ready to sell my company. Besides, when I talked to this guy, I said, why would I sell the Golden Goose? Now, if I would have went up to him and said, oh, yeah, great, great. You know, I'm 72. I want to retire. Mm-hmm. He would have undercut my company. I would have lost $100,000, you know.
Sure.
But by me saying that I don't want to sell it, you know, I'm making money, you know, hand over fist, you know, mm-hmm. my price of my company is going to be selling for much higher than what he wanted to offer. And he does. He goes and underbids people and buys these companies. But, Stu, you got to remember there's 220 companies. So if he buys up, I think he bought up like 8 companies in the last 10 years. But the thing is, that's still a lot of other companies out there. But one thing is happening is we are losing young people into this field. They want to be into computers and stuff like that. We're mm-hmm. losing people. And I'm telling you, any young person out there wants to get into a really good career, go into the trades, HVAC, electrical, plumbing. We are looking for people. We're desperate.
Yeah. So I know that you would consider yourself a conservative person. And even though you are on the conservative side of things, in this particular case, you agree with Joe Biden and the Biden FTC in this case to stop this merger, right?
Yes. Yes. I agree 100%. I don't believe in monopolies.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Gary, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate your opinion. I appreciate the call. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for the call. Hey, we're going to take more callers. It looks like Tom from L.A. is on the line, and I think we have to go to a break. How much time do we have, Calvin? Oh, we only got a minute, so we're going to go ahead and take the break. Got Tom from L.A. on the line. We'll get to him after the break, as well as other callers. If you want to get in on the phone line, feel free. The phone number is 844-967-2789. You can also text us at that number. I'm going to take a break. You're tuned in to Civic Media.
Oh,
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of southern Wisconsin is going on a wild weather ride today, starting with possible record high temperatures, then snow, strong storms, and bitter cold. Today starts as mild as yesterday. High temperatures should reach the 60s and even the low 70s. Things take a turn starting at about 6 o'clock tonight, the chance of severe weather. 413 high school students will get hands-on training in four new possible career paths this year. Business administration and education were added to the Wisconsin Youth Apprenticeship Program last fall. Students take 1 or 2 years to take classes about their chosen field while getting experience outside the classroom. More than 8,000 students signed up for apprenticeships in Wisconsin last school year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. If you think your favorite burger spot is the best in Wisconsin, now's your chance to find out. The Wisconsin Beef Council is accepting nominations for the 2024 Best Burger in Wisconsin until March 24th. Customers or restaurant owners can submit the nominations for the contest. Finalists will get a certificate from the Beef Council and will be eligible for a surprise secret taste test by the contest judges. The winner of the 2024 Best Burger in Wisconsin contest will be announced on May 1st. Nominations can be submitted online. Cloquet schools are working on a new way to stop students from using vapes or e-cigarettes at school. The school board approved funding to install vape detectors in the bathrooms at the high school, middle school, and alternative school. The detectors would alert school officials when vaping could be happening in a bathroom so they can review footage from the hallway and see who it could be. Currently, officials have taken to setting up desks near the bathrooms to work and watch for signs of the vaping themselves. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Beat with a 60-second showbiz beat. Bob Marley, One Love, dominated the box office for a second weekend in a row. The film pulled in $14 million over the weekend and totals $71 million overall. Reviews were lukewarm, but that's not stopping people from checking out the legendary reggae singer. Meanwhile, Ethan Coen's effort without his brother Joel, Driveaway Dolls, finished in a disappointing eighth place behind Wonka, a film that has been in theaters for almost 3 months. And in Now You've Ruined It news, Gwen Stefani says she can no longer listen to No Doubt songs and that doing so makes her want to throw up in her mouth. She is now married to country singer Blake Shelton, but says the old songs remind her of past relationships, which include a former bandmate and Gavin Rossdale from Bush, with whom she has 3 children. Shelton must be flattered he doesn't make his wife hurl in her own mouth yet. Don't worry, folks. Stefani says she still absolutely loves performing the songs live. Cha-ching. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunshine early today, then rain and snow possible after around 2 or 3 p.m. We'll get to around 51 early this afternoon with temperatures falling into the upper 20s by late today. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, some light snow, 3 above. Tomorrow, sunny 19. We're back to 43 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Change, change, change.
Change, change.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. You are tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show on a Tuesday morning. I'm your guest host today. I'm Stu Daniels. Thank you for tuning in. Earl will be back tomorrow. And so far today, we've been discussing the fact that the Federal Trade Commission has stepped in and is suing to stop the merger of the Kroger Corporation with Albertsons, two of the biggest grocery chains in the United States. And of course, here in Wisconsin, we have about 140 stores that are controlled by the Kroger Corporation. These are Roundy's stores under the name of Pick and Save and Metro Market, and also about another dozen Mariano's stores in the Chicago area controlled by Roundy's. And so those workers at those stores would be affected, and we as consumers of that company would be affected. And so the Federal Trade Commission has stepped in to try to put a stop to this merger. And this, the reason why I wanted to get to this topic first today was, as I mentioned earlier, was because yesterday one of our regular callers, Gary from Sussex, called in and we were discussing monopolies and companies and corporations taking over other companies. And just a few minutes ago, in case you just tuned in, he called in again today, and we were able to get Gary to agree that in this case, he does agree with Joe Biden's Federal Trade Commission to step in, try to stop this merger. So let's go back to the phone lines now and see what Tom from L.A. has to say. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for calling in. What do you have to say today?
Yeah, good morning, Stu. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, not the corporations. And I hope everybody wakes up and realizes that. I am so happy to hear that. I mean, Gary's a good guy. I like Gary. He seems like an honest conservative, which I also really appreciate. And yep. And the thing about it is that, you know, I don't call it, because the Republicans usually hate that word regulation. They think that's the worst, you know, word in the world. But I'm glad to hear that Gary actually believes that there should be referees on the field. And that, you know, that's what I call it, referees on the field, to put it more into, you know, people really seeing exactly what it is that, no, I mean, I'm not someone, and Gary used the word yesterday, socialist. I am not a person that believes that the government should be running all means and goods. You know, that's what true socialism is. I believe in a social democracy, or I believe in democratic socialism, in terms of the way that FDR looked at it and the way that Bernie Sanders looked at it. Things that we all share in common, like roads, fire, Social Security, Medicare, those are things that we all share in common, and that they should not be run by a private corporation. They should be run by we the people instead. And that would probably also include, college tuition and, Medicare for all, because of the fact that then we all have a little something involved, with it. But I am so happy, when we get rid of all of the things that the billionaires want us to fight over, whether it's, the color of our skin, or whether it's, gay marriage or whatever it is, and we can see each other as human beings, we honestly can then move forward in terms of, what actually are the policies. And the policies are that nobody wants a government to be in control of everything, or we the people to be in control of everything. We would like a little bit of where we do have a little of capitalism at. I mean, I grew up in Wisconsin. When I graduated from college, I moved to Seattle. From Seattle, I moved to L.A. I own my own small business for the past 20 years. But I distinguish a difference between a mom and pop business, or a mom and mom, or a pop and pop business is different from what the Republican Party tried to call the Koch brothers, a small business. These are not small businesses. And people need to distinguish the difference, because I work with mom and pop small businesses every single day. And there's such a difference between that and versus, you know, the big corporate. And when Ronald Reagan came along, that's what happened. And I'm just going to, I also want to say this, Stu. In 1965, the CEO typically earned 20 times more than the typical worker's pay. Today, it's 1,200% different.
1,200 times more, yeah.
Yeah. So the thing is, we really need to wake up, like I said, we as the people. And, you know, that's what unionization is good for. Because of the fact that usually in a mom and pop business, you do know your employees very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime you have a Excel spreadsheet and you don't know your employees, you better have a union of some sort or some type of protection. Because honestly, you're just a number at that point. And when you're just a number, they can really just take advantage of you and have you, you know, basically just work and work. You know, like on an assembly line. And, you know, Gary and people like myself that own small businesses, I probably will own this and I probably will run this till the day I die. Because you know what? I really love it. And it's my passion to work with people. And I really, really love that part of it. But it's not work to me. It's my passion. And people that are working hard construction jobs and things like that, I'm sorry, they're not going to work into their hundreds, you know, doing that stuff. So right. I just hope that bricklayers and people like that. So I hope that people have a little bit of empathy for those people and can realize that, you know, we do need a strong social safety net. The difference is the Republicans don't invest. They spend and put it on a credit card. Democrats invest and look for that return on investment.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. And despite the fact that Gary called me a socialist yesterday, and I think he was just kind of half kidding, I've owned several small businesses over the course of my lifetime, about a half dozen different businesses. So I'm a capitalist. Tom's a capitalist. Tom from L.A., our most recent caller. And the thing is, as I mentioned earlier, capitalism is okay, but it has to be regulated. You can't let it go unfettered, that's for sure. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines and see what Stephen from Green Bay has to say. Good morning, Stephen. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Stu. It's nice to hear from you again this morning. Let's be honest. We're all capitalists. Anyone that goes to the grocery store and buys goods and pays money for said goods is a capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
We literally could not live in this country or on this planet without being a capitalist with the way the system is controlled. But we are also a little bit socialist. If you went to a college, that's a socialist program. When you go to the bank and use the ATM, guess what? Another socialist program. So we're both. And dividing the two up is just another thing that politicians have done to try to divide people and put them in boxes. And we need to start breaking the boxes and start realizing that we are more common than we're not. And these big terms like, you know, Democrat and Republican and conservative and liberal and socialist and capitalist, they're all just words that were made and put out there in the mainstream to divide people. And in this day and age, we need less division and more unity. With that being said, I worked for cops in Stevens Point, once was a small business, but also got bought up by the Kroger company and got turned into a metro market. And I noticed when we got bought up, we went from a community-run Wisconsin small little store. We had our regulars. And as soon as Kroger came in, they jacked up the prices. And the customer service started really going down the tubes, to the point where I didn't even recognize the store I worked for anymore, and I had to leave the company because they didn't hold the same values anymore. And that is a prime example of a small business getting bought up by a big business and losing all of the things that drove the customers and the employees to come to work every day. It's a prime example.
Wow. That's interesting. So you were at the Cops store when the Kroger Corporation took over. What was that, 2015 or so?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they turned it into a metro market, and then you decided to bail at some point.
Sure did, because it wasn't the same company anymore.
That sounds interesting to me. Are you still involved in the grocery industry?
No, I actually work in the delivery space now. So I do go to grocery stores and deliver stuff for them, but I don't actually work directly for a company. I more or less work for myself, delivering goods for other companies.
So what's your opinion of the Roundy's Corporation, which is part of the Kroger Corporation these days? Do you have an opinion nowadays? Do you still feel the same that since they've taken over, that things just aren't like they used to be?
Yeah, I mean, when Roundy's owned it, they were a Wisconsin company, and the stores they ran, my uncle was a butcher for Pick and Save and Roundy, or Pick and Save and Portage for years. He was the head butcher down there. And he even left because he said the product he got when Kroger bought it out went down the tubes and was the meat that they were even getting was less quality than when Roundy's owned it. It's not a good situation.
All right. Well, Stephen, thank you for the perspective. We appreciate your call. Hey, by the way, if you'd like to join in and give us a call, let us know what you're thinking. Feel free. The phone number is 844-967-2789. We got 8:46 right now, a couple more minutes till we go to a break. And before we do, I just wanted to get to one other topic. And by the way, Calvin, how much time do we have? About 3 minutes or so. So let me ask you this, listener, what do you rely on for health insurance? How do you get your health insurance? Do you even have health insurance? Do you get it through your employer or do you get it through the exchange, also known as Obamacare? Well, evidently, according to this story I'm looking at NBC News, this upcoming presidential election may threaten health coverage for millions of people. Okay, this is from NBC News, and I believe this was posted a few days ago. It says here, Obamacare signups are surging, but experts warn that it may not last. And why do you think that is? Let me give you a little bit of this story before we go to the break. It says the outcome of the presidential election in November could jeopardize coverage for millions, experts warn, even as a record number of people in the United States are signing up for health insurance coverage through the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Former President Donald Trump has renewed his threat to get rid of the health law if he wins a second term. What's more, if Republicans gain control of Congress, experts say they would likely let expire the discounts that make Obamacare more affordable for millions of people. So let me ask you this. If you are a supporter of Donald Trump, if you're a Republican who votes Republican and plan on voting for Donald Trump, if he becomes the candidate for the Republicans, are you okay with this? Are you okay with the fact that millions of people may lose their health insurance because there's a possibility that the discounts that are worked into the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, those would disappear? And I think it's no secret that Donald Trump specifically and Republicans in general have been against Obamacare since it was, you know, first brought into, since it was first talked about. In fact, it's a socialist thing, right? It's health care for the masses, and it looks like we got to go to a break. So let's take the break. We'll be back in just a minute, and then we can discuss this further. You're tuned in to Civic Media.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show on a Tuesday morning. I'm your guest host, Stu Daniels. Thank you for tuning in today. Thanks for the callers that we've had so far. We've been discussing capitalism and monopolies, and we're just starting to get into the fact that millions of Americans may lose their health care if Donald Trump is elected president in November. Before we get back into that, let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Tom from West Allis on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for calling in. What do you have to say today?
Good morning. I just was going to point out that I am completely against this Albertson Kroger thing, mainly because if you look at places like, say, Walmart moves it and builds a store in a town. And within a couple of years, the town is slowly becoming a ghost town because they cannot compete with Walmart. But now we're running into the problem where Walmart has, as they call it, underperforming stores, even though I'm sure they're still making profits, but not to the extreme they want to make it. And so they close up the shop. So now what do you got? You got small towns with no businesses, no Walmart. And as far as the insurance, I have Obamacare or Affordable Care Act, and there is no way that I could afford normal insurance without Obamacare. I'm diabetic, and when I see on like my Walgreens where it's a slip where it says your insurance saved you, and I see some astronomical number like $1,500, like my God, if you don't have insurance, they just want you to die, I'm assuming, because there's no way people can afford that kind of money, even for my lighter stuff. You know, your insurance saved you $85. Well, I'm on five different medications. So between the two of them, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I agree with you, Tom. It's a strange thing. It's hard to believe that there are Americans that would like to see Obamacare end. See the end of the Affordable Care Act, which has provided health care for millions of Americans over the past 10, 12 years now. So thank you for the perspective. If you'd like to join us on the phone, feel free to call in. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. We're talking about health care, the fact that there's a story from NBC News I was just discussing, how the 2024 presidential election may threaten healthcare coverage for millions of Americans. Obamacare signups are surging. Experts warn that it may not last. The outcome of the presidential election in November could jeopardize coverage for millions of Americans. And former President Trump has renewed his threat to get rid of the healthcare law, if he wins a second term. And of course, if the Republicans control Congress, then experts say they would likely let expire the discounts that make Obamacare possible and make it affordable for millions of Americans. Let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Karina from Milwaukee on the line. Good morning, Karina. Thank you for calling in. What do you have to add to the show?
Good morning, Stu. Well, a couple things, right? First of all, I'm coming from socialism. From Russia, USSR. So, guys, don't tell me what socialism looked like, okay? So I tell you this one much. Now, the insurance for Obamacare, even though 100% it helps a lot, it's not socialism. You pay for it, okay?
Right.
Socialism, when you're giving it for free, because the whole country working and giving back to government so the whole country can have free healthcare and free education. So people who are talking about that we're going to remove socialism, as a Republican saying in terms of Trump, and Trump saying I can remove that socialistic side of the deal, complete BS, because it is not socialistic. You pay for it, and you pay for it a lot of money. Now, for people like Tom, I would recommend to go and assess their medication first. Omar, my pharmacist, is going to be there on Thursday. There are, unfortunately, ways healthcare treat American, and that is not a functional. So you're basically not looking at the problem to treat. You're looking at the symptoms to curb and remove patient out of your room. And continuously giving pills to cover up one symptom after another. There are everybody in this country over-medicated. You do not need that much medication. There are more to help you and better to do it. But you do need to have a smart pharmacist who can look at all your medication, because the thing is, doctors don't talk to each other, and the only person who capable of seeing all your medical history in terms of medication is a pharmacist. If you drop into several different pharmacists, or you're going to Walgreens, Walmart, or CVS, it gets harder because they don't have time to pay attention for that. That's one part. The second part is that for people in this country today, we have to understand that it's not 90s anymore. We don't pay $50 for our insurance. We pay with the deductible and the premium and everything in between. We pay practically around $10,000 for nothing, absolutely nothing. You don't get anything if you are going to a doctor, having your physicals, and you need to have a labs or something like that. You can pay out of pocket. The best way today is to ensure that you have some sort of coverage is to take this money and put it in your safe health saving account. First of all, that money is going to be yours. Secondary, it deducted before the taxes. Third, you can roll it over into IRA, okay? And then you can have and privately buy your dentist insurance. It's like $70 a month. Your eye insurance is like $30 a month. And by the catastrophic insurance, if you need a coverage in the hospital.
Yeah. Hey, Karina, I got to interrupt you right here. I'm sorry to do that. I always enjoy hearing from you, that's for sure. But we do have to go to a break. Got a hard break coming up for the news. Thank you for the call. You are tuned into the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Buzz of the North, WBZH, and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting today with top congressional leaders. There is another looming government shutdown.